This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm here with Kay Panabaker. She plays Jenny in Fame. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, I've literally just finished watching a 15-minute snippet of the film. It looks very exciting, I have to say. Was there a lot of excitement on the set while you were filming it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, from the very start, from the point everybody was cast, rehearsals to filming to now being done and promoting it, everybody's really excited. And that's been kind of the driving force, is everybody from the cast to the crew to the producers to everybody's just so excited about this film, and that makes everybody want to do their best.
Yeah.
And I know our director's convinced that this film still isn't good enough.
Oh, really? Get out of town, for real.
He's convinced of it. And I watching that sizzle reel, you get such the ups and downs. It's such a great reel. But then you watch the film and it's, but then you watch the film and it's just 10 times, 100 times more. It's passionate. It's heartbreaking. It's inspirational. It'll have people dancing, I hope. Like, it's really that. It's a great ride. It really is.
It does look very dramatic and very cool. Now, I want to focus, not on the movie for a sec, just on you. I was blown away by what I read, and I kind of, in my head, I don't believe it yet, so I have to ask you if this is true.
Okay.
At 17, you're 19 now, mm-hmm. yes? And at 17 years old, you finished your degree.
Yes, I got my BA in history at UCLA.
Get out of town. I'm really sorry, because I understand that everyone will be asking you this.
No, I love talking about it. I'm so happy I went through school, and I really hope that it inspires other people to go to school. Because I really think, I mean, especially people in the States, my generation, it's very much about, you know, drop out of high school or finish high school and then go pursue something, and then maybe it doesn't work out, so you end up doing a mediocre job. And school's just so important. And it's not only for jobs that you can get, but it just makes you a more well-rounded person. Mm. I can talk to anybody, anywhere, about anything.
Wow.
And I'm really so happy I did it. And not only that, but when you look at it compared to all the acting I've done, too, it kept me balanced. It was the balancing act in my life, and it kept me grounded. And so whenever I wasn't doing, school was always number one priority. So when I didn't have class or I wasn't writing a paper or studying for a test, I would go to auditions. Wow. I'd try and do a job here and there. I'd finagle it around. I didn't get any preferential treatment. I went to my classes, took the test, took the notes, turned in my papers. And I'm really proud of that. I really am.
And so you should be as well. Can I ask what the driving force behind that was? Because I know that, I don't know, I would assume that for so many people, they get, because you've done a lot of really cool acting roles, and you kind of get in that rhythm of getting these roles. I would assume that people in a position like that would kind of go, you know what, I don't really need to go to school right now. I'm all right. So why did you go, I need school, I need study?
Well, that's always the assumption, but I've recently read that, my mom pointed it out to me or something, it was the average shelf life of a starlet is 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been acting for almost 10, which kind of makes me feel very old. But at the same time, I don't know if I want to continue acting for my entire life. At this point in my life, I can't see me doing anything else. But say in 5 years, I'm like, I hate the business, I'm done with it, I want to do something else. If I don't have a degree in something else, I have nowhere else to go. And so it's kind of, it is my backup plan, whether I choose it or if in 5 years people are like, you know what, we're really tired of seeing Kay Panabaker everywhere, we don't want to cast her in anything. And so I want to have something that I'm equally passionate about. Like, I'd be equally content to be a teacher or an animal trainer. It's just, you know, wherever life's take me, I really believe in going day by day with your life. I mean, you do have to do some planning, college and whatnot, but you should really enjoy life and every moment it gives you.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool. Okay, so day one.
Okay.
You're on the set. You've learnt what you have to learn. The cameras are rolling. They say whatever it is they say. Whatever speed, something rolling, whatever lights.
Action.
It's you. It's all going. Are you in the moment? Are you in the role? Or are you absolutely nervous?
No, I'm always in it. I mean, it was interesting. I was watching a film the other day, and watching the actors, it was like they were faking the emotion. Like, you were watching them, and it looked like they were putting on the face that they would make if they were feeling this emotion.
It wasn't an Aussie film, was it?
No, it wasn't. I don't believe so. I honestly don't remember what I was making, what I was watching, because it must not have been very memorable. But I really, you have to feel somewhat of the emotion to make it somewhat believable. And so what's interesting for me, though, is when you watch me on set, is I easily go in and out of my character. Like, as soon as they yell cut, like, I'm laughing about something, and I immediately, and then the second they roll, they like, or they'll be saying speeding, rolling, like all of that stuff, and I'm still laughing, telling a joke, and then action, like then I'm there, and like I take, and it, and I'm really happy about that, because everybody has their own process. I'm not saying that method acting is bad. I'm not saying that what everybody does, it's whatever works for each person. But for me, it works to be able to go have all these ups and downs, and, you know, it's great. It's fun.
So would you have, you don't have to answer this because it's very on the spot and I didn't warn you about it, but would you have any advice, mate? Because I like your outlook on life. It's very
cool.
So for those maybe, I don't know, they've gone through school and they've gone, okay, you know, I finished school, this is the dream I'm going to pursue, whatever it is, whether it's acting or it might be whatever in science. And say they haven't gotten to where they want to be and they're feeling down on themselves. What would you... Would you have advice for that?
I mean, if it's what you love, if you're so passionate about it and there's nothing else you can do, go for it. I mean, even if it takes you years to get there, I think that if it's something you love and if you have the means to do it, go for it. My thought on life is, if you're not passionate about it, why are you doing it? Like, I feel badly for people that are stuck in desk jobs. They're not even they have no interest in whatever industry it is that they're working on, and that's kind of what this whole film, Fame, I hope inspires people. If you're at a desk job, I'm not saying you should quit it and pursue whatever dream it is you used to have, but I really hope that it makes people want to incorporate it into a hobby. You know, maybe take some classes at night or find some way to put that passion back in your life. Because I really think that if you spend half of your life at a job that you hate, I mean, really, what's the point?
True. Okay, what's next for Kay? You've done this. You're out here in Australia. You're loving Australia at the moment.
Loving it.
And you're going to go home soon.
Yeah.
And Fame will be released and then it will end. And what is next for you?
I don't know. I take it day by day. I do all my auditions to make my meetings. I did an independent film this summer where I played a pregnant girl.
Wow.
Yeah, gave birth and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been a bit tricky.
It was. But I watched the films and the woman who was directing was actually pregnant. And so I talked to her about like how it feels. Because I watch people pregnant in films, and I often feel like they're like they overcompensate it and like they throw their back out, and I just really wanted to make it as genuine as possible. I mean, considering I've never been pregnant before. But I'm waiting to see when Fame comes out and what happens with that, because I think there will be more opportunities for me to choose from. And it's not that I want to be particularly choosy, but I don't want to do I don't want to do something that I'll then regret.
Yes.
But I think another one of my food for thoughts is everything happens for a reason. So I think that if I've auditioned for a film that I really, really want, but I don't get it, something will come down the line that I couldn't have done. Like, there was this pilot that I was up for up in the States, and I was, like, the number one choice, but once I read for the studio, they realized that I was too young, and I was like, oh, I'm really bummed. But if I had gotten it, I would have gotten to come to Australia, and it's my first trip, never been before. I get to talk about the film that I love, so I'm like, I'm not complaining that I didn't get a job. I get to go to Australia.
That's very cool. Well, at 19 years of age, you've done an insane amount acting-wise and study-wise, and you seem like a very confident young lady.
Thank you.
And it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.